You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony Albanese, thank you so much for joining SBS World News.
Good to be on SBS.
You campaigned with Julia Gillard today. Is there a risk that that just reminds people of the years of Labor turmoil and instability that you were a part of?
What Julia Gillard does is remind people of what a leader looks like. A leader who is prepared to stand up, particularly on women's issues, when the government has just fallen behind. And also a leader who has a commitment to education. It was a very positive reception that we received, and I'm always happy to be with my friend Julia Gillard, like I've been happy to be with Kevin Rudd and Paul Keating and state premiers during this campaign.
The polls have tightened during the campaign. Does that mean the more people have seen of you, the less they like you?
What it means is that elections in Australia are always tight. The truth is that Labor has only won government from opposition three times since the Second World War. We've always had a mountain to climb, but I'm positive that the reception that I've received and that Labor candidates have received around the country means people are ready to vote for a better future, to vote for cheaper childcare, to vote for making more things here, to vote for action on climate change, to vote for a more inclusive society, one that values everyone's contribution.
You parachuted in Andrew Charlton over potential candidates from a non-English speaking background in Parramatta and Christina Keneally over the local Vietnamese Australian candidate in Fowler. So when it comes to the crunch, is your commitment to migrant communities merely window dressing here?
Have a look at what we have with candidates from diverse backgrounds right around the country. I've been campaigning with people like Sally Situ in Reid, with Michelle Ananda Raja there in Higgins. We have someone running for Prime Minister called Albanese, and we have someone running for leadership of the Senate called Wong. The truth is that if we are successful, the Australian government will be far more reflective of the population. We're 50% men, 50% women, with people from diverse ethnic backgrounds, with Ed Husic and N.R. Lee and potentially others as well, who are the first people from the Muslim community to represent their local communities in our national parliament. We have a very diverse range of candidates and I'm proud of all of them.
Mr. Albanese, you speak there about women's representation in parliament. Why isn't your deputy leader a woman?
Because Richard Miles was elected deputy leader of the Labor Party. And we have four people in our leadership team, and they are there all on merit. They happen to be two men and two women. Half our shadow cabinet are women. If we are successful on tomorrow's, we will see half the caucus made up of women.
Mr. Albanese, your position on China has been more muted than the government's. You have been courting the Chinese-Australian vote. Have you been doing that at the expense of a strong position on Australia's national security?
No, we'll always stand up for Australia's national security and we'll stand up for Australia's national interests. What we won't do is play domestic politics with Australia's national interest. And that's what we will do. This is a government we know from revelations today dropped the ball on foreign aid into the Pacific. Dropped the ball even though the Foreign Minister and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade were saying clearly that Australia should give increased aid to the Pacific to make up for the cuts that were made by this government when it came to office in 2014.
Some regional Indigenous voters may not be able to cast a ballot tomorrow because of Electoral Commission worker shortages. The Prime Minister told SBS it's a matter for the Electoral Commission. Do you think that the government should step in to make sure that there's telephone voting available for those people?
I think every Australian should have a right to vote in an Australian election. This is a government that have gutted the AEC when it comes to getting people on the roll, particularly First Nations people in remote communities. This is a government that wanted to introduce legislation, or did, to have voter IDs to suppress the votes in a style that's reminiscent of what many of the right-wing elements in the United States have done, to deliberately stop people for voting, from voting. Our democracy is precious. Our democracy is based upon every Australian having one vote, one value, and it's important that all Australians have a right to vote.
In an environment of budget repair, do you commit not to make any cuts to the funding of Australia's public broadcasters?
We've actually been out there calling for increased support for Australia's public broadcasters. The fact I'm talking to SBS here right now is consistent with what I've done during this campaign. I'll be on ABC's 7:30 report tonight, my second appearance. I've done insiders, I've done Q&A, I appeared at the National Press Club, I've done RN Breakfast, I've done the AM program, I've done all the flagship programs on public broadcasters around the country, and I'll continue to do so. Our public broadcasters play a valuable role. SBS plays a particularly important role in sending messages and engaging with multicultural Australia, and it's worthy of support.
And just finally, it is only a few hours until polling day, but if you lose this election, why do you think you would have lost?
I'm focused on winning this election. I'm focused on ensuring that there's a majority Labor government that give Australians a better future. We can't afford three more years of the same. Three more years of a Prime Minister who always refuses to take responsibility. A government that is just not competent, couldn't even order enough vaccines and couldn't order enough rapid antigen tests. And when bushfires and floods were ravishing the country, still refuses to acknowledge that climate change is real and that requires a real response from the government.
Mr. Albanese, we thank you for your time.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much.